This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. In Nepal, at least 19 people have been killed and over 340 others injured as protests led by Gen Z demonstrators over government's ban on social media platforms turned violent across the country. The protest erupted following a ban enforced by the Nepal government on unregistered social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, X and YouTube, from 4th of September. The protest spread across the country after police opened fire on the demonstrators who stormed the federal parliament premises in Baneshwar, Kathmandu. Meanwhile, the government of Nepal has formed an inquiry committee into the incident. Curfew orders have been issued in several parts of the country to contain unrest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit flood-affected areas of Punjab today to take stock of the situation. Mr. Modi is scheduled to tour Pathankot and Gurdaspur before proceeding to the flood-hit Himachal Pradesh. Talking to reporters, Minister of State for Railways Ravneet Singh Bittu said the centre will release relief funds once the Punjab Chief Secretary submits a detailed report of the losses. In Himachal Pradesh, Prime Minister Modi will conduct an aerial survey of disaster-affected areas today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked the NDA MPs to reach out to the people to make them aware about the benefits of recently undertaken next-generation goods and services tax GST reforms and various important legislations, including the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025. Mr. Modi was addressing the valedictory session of the two-day BJP and NDA MPs workshop last evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar has said that trade patterns and market access have become prominent issues in the global economic discourse. Addressing the BRICS leaders' summit virtually, Dr. J. Shankar emphasized the need for constructive and cooperative approaches to promote sustainable trade, cautioning that increasing trade barriers and complicating transactions will not help.
Today, the focus is on stabilizing the international economy and the world order. But it is equally essential that we turn our attention to ongoing conflicts, not least because they have direct developmental and supply chain implications. Furthermore, as we head towards the next UN General Assembly session, an exchange of views on reforming multilateralism would be appropriate.
Stage is set for the vice presidential election today. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will face India Bloc's candidate and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in this election. We have a report.
The Vice President is elected by an electoral college consisting of members of both Houses of Parliament. The election of the Vice President is held by the system of proportional representation by means of the single transferable vote. The voting in this election is held by a secret ballot. Members of the electoral college can vote according to their choice or wish and are not bound by any party whip. The value of every vote cast in the vice presidential election has the same value. The electorate for the vice presidential election this time is 781 and the majority mark is 391. The voting will begin at 10 a.m. and will continue till 5 p.m. Counting of votes will be held after 6 p.m. onwards. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The election is necessitated due to the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar in July this year, citing health reasons. French Prime Minister Francois Bayrou has lost a confidence vote in the parliament, leaving him no choice but to resign from the role. Bayrou was the first third politician appointed to the role in 12 months, as President Emmanuel Macron has repeatedly tried to stabilize his government. In boxing, Jasmine Lamboria stormed into the quarterfinals of the World Boxing Championship 2025 with a 5-0 win over Pan America Games champion Juscelene Cerqueira Romeu of Brazil in Liverpool. And that is the end of the news bulletin.